You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 12:30 a.m., Florwera Lozano orders food from a walk-up to-go window at the North Carolina Waffle House. As Dawson Locklear, 18, cooks the order, Lozano gets more and more impatient, yelling at Locklear. Locklear rushes to finish the food, and Lozano snatches the bag, then fires two shots at the teen. By the time first responders arrive, 18-year-old Locklear is dead. Lozano gone.
Nancy, Lozano was known to police, a previously convicted felon. In fact, Lozano was still on parole for federal gun charges at the time of the shooting. Dawson Locklear graduated from Hoke County High School just a few months before the shooting and planned to enter technical college to become an electrician, the family business.
Cops still on the hunt for suspect Florwera Lozano, 38, facing murder and gun charges out of North Carolina. A Clay County, Florida sheriff's deputy flips on red and blue lights as he catches up with an erratic driver. The driver weaves all over the road, nearly causing an accident, before pulling over. As the deputy approaches the truck, he can see the driver flailing around. Driver Derek Foreman rolls down the window just as a squirrel crawls out of his shirt. You heard me right. Foreman claims his pet squirrel attacked him while he's driving. The deputy has Foreman secure the squirrel and performs a field sobriety test. As suspected, alcohol is to blame, not the squirrel attack. Derek Foreman, 23, charged with DUI, the squirrel released back into the wild. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Virginia as a man has been indicted nearly a year after the fatal stabbing of his wife and the shooting of another man at their home. Brendan Banfield faces charges of aggravated murder in the February 2023 deaths of his wife, Christine Banfield, and Joseph Ryan, as well as a felony firearm charge. This according to Fairfax County authorities. Police arrested Banfield while he was driving in Fairfax County, with authorities subsequently searching his home. This development follows the earlier arrest of Juliano Perez Magalhaes, an au pair for the Banfield family. Magalhaes is accused of second-degree murder in Ryan's death and is set to go to trial in November. The incident began when Magalhaes called 911 several times before reporting that Brendan Banfield shot Ryan after he allegedly stabbed Christine Banfield. Christine was found with stab wounds and later died in the hospital. Magalhaes initially told police that she and Brendan had left the house that morning and returned to find Ryan attacking Christine, leading Brendan to shoot Ryan. However, authorities now believe Magalhaes and Brendan Banfield were romantically involved and conspired in the killings. They continued their relationship after the murders. Banfield is currently being held without bail. Now to Phoenix, as a man accused of fatally shooting one police officer and wounding another has now been formally charged with first-degree murder. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell has announced that 41-year-old Saul Ball has been indicted on additional federal charges, including attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, first-degree burglary, and weapons misconduct. The charges stem from a September 3rd incident when Phoenix officers Zane Coolidge and Matthew Haney responded to a call about an attempted car break-in. Authorities say Ball fled the scene but later stopped and opened fire on the officers. 29-year-old Coolidge was critically wounded and died 3 days later in the hospital. 31-year-old Haney was struck but saved by his ballistic vest and is now recovering at home. Ball, who was on parole at the time of the shooting and has a lengthy criminal record, was arrested just hours after the attack. He remains in custody on a $2 million cash-only bond. His attorney has declined to comment, and a trial date has yet to be set.
Officer Coolidge, a 5-year veteran of the Phoenix Police Department, is survived by his wife and their 5-month-old daughter.
Thanks, John. Troy Marks, 39, gets a ride to his cement business job site, New Orleans, Louisiana. Troy thanks his friend and is seen walking toward the building, but he never meets his clients that day. He doesn't answer calls from anyone, including his wife. His company truck is missing. A month later, his dark gray Ford 150 found in the parking lot of a Baton Rouge apartment building. All the windows shot out. Troy Marks, 5'10", 175 pounds, blue eyes, typically shaves his head and wears a goatee. He's got a tattoo of cartoon character Yosemite Sam on one hand and a football on the other. His left ear is pierced. He has a scar on his chin and on his shoulder. Last seen wearing a white t-shirt, jeans, and brown boots. If you have info on Troy Marks, father of two, call Ascension Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs, 225-621-8300. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.